Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Final hour. We're not even getting a full hour here. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. We're going to hand things over to the Mass Mutual pregame show with Cooper Boardman right around 45 minutes from now. As the Red Sox death march of a season continues down in Tampa, an ugly loss last night. Tanner Houck getting the start. I'm surprised he's even pitching, honestly. I thought they just shut him down. I thought they were just going to shut everybody down, considering he seemed a little banged up last week. But, you know, missed his last start. Last-minute scratch, right? Isn't that what happened in his last start? So I'm a little surprised to see him going out there again today.
Still have a 0.8% chance to make the playoffs or
something. That's true. They do have the 0.8% chance to win tonight, and that could go up maybe to a whole percentage point. But I'm not holding my breath on that. Anyway, that's coming up. That's a bit, great teaser, right? That's coming
up. I exaggerated. 0.9.
0.9. Okay, there you go. That's coming your way in about 45 minutes from now, or 40 minutes from now, I should say. The Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We've been talking all day about this Jeremy Swayman situation. Let's talk about it with you. Tim is in Hanover. He's been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Christian, I'm on board with you, man. I think Sweeney's been blessed for the last 10 years or longer with a good goalie, and he's taken advantage of that now. He's thinking, this young kid, I would have offered him $9 million a year, and then whatever happens from there, for 4 years, let's see what happens. But this kid, he's one of the top five in the NHL, and he's going to be there. He ain't disappearing. But I'll tell you what. If he doesn't make this move, this kid's going to get offers from somebody down the road. I realize that he's not going to be playing right now. But I'll tell you, that goalie position, that post is going to be ringing. If you're getting the subpar goalies, good luck to this season without this kid in that net. That's all I got to say, man.
Thank you, Tim, and I agree with you. And I know Razor was trying to pump up Corposalo, saying it was a bad situation he was in last year in Ottawa. It probably was. I mean, I'm not gonna act like that was some good spot that he was in. But he didn't exactly rise to the occasion, did he? I mean, it's not like
No. You
know, it's not like he was in a tough situation, but he played his ass off and really did. So no, he was the worst goalie on the worst team, and it was a disaster. He was a disaster. The whole thing was a disaster.
Buffalo wasn't a great team in front of Allmark, and he wasn't the worst goalie in the league.
Right,
when he
right.
Was there.
Yeah, I mean, he was someone that they sort of looked at and thought, okay, maybe in a better situation, he'll be better. And maybe you could say the same for Corposalo. I don't think he'll be the worst goalie in the league on the Bruins. I don't think that.
No,
I
he's
think
on a better team. He'll
it's
be better.
A better team with a better defense and a better
goalie Bob,
system and better,
coach,
talent. Yeah,
everything.
better goalie Bob. Do they even have a goalie Bob in Ottawa?
I probably
doubt it.
Not.
I doubt it. It's probably like goalie Joe or something. Only we have the goalie Bob, and that's sort of where I stand on that. I think that, you know, you're looking at a situation where you've seen a young player in Swayman rise to the occasion multiple times. They haven't given him the keys to the car yet. But instead of doing so and, you know, I don't even think it's really taken much of a risk after watching him in the playoffs. I think this is a guy you can count on. I think this is someone you should feel good about going forward and locking up to a long-term deal to be in net here. I don't really think there's all that much in the way of big risk that it seems like Sweeney feels like he's taking if he does this. And that's, I think, where the big disconnect comes from, because I think I speak for a lot of Bruins fans. I don't think there's a lot of Bruins fans out there who think that Jeremy Swayman is some flash in the pan and that it's this big, risky thing to give him a contract and, you know, you should be better off playing hardball and starting the year with Corposalo. I don't think Bruins fans think that.
No, I don't think so either. But I do think there's risk involved depending on the contract. We keep having people throw out these four-year deals.
Right.
That doesn't feel like what it's going to take to me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's going to be a little bit more than that. Now, maybe, because even Razor kind of indicated, that he feels like they're I'm trying to piece or paraphrase his words, but they're going to come together, and then he can sign a monster contract the next time. Well, sounds like he's kind of looking for a monster contract this time.
Yeah.
Based on his words and Rich Keefe's reporting. Those two things together seem to point towards more of the monster contract coming right now. And there's risk in that. If you sign an eight-year contract at $9, $10 million a year, there's risk in that for a guy who's never truly shouldered the full pressure, the full load of franchise, right? So there is some. Now, if Ludo's right and it's 4-28, then I'm with you. I don't really see any risk. But I don't think that's probably realistic. I mean, Razor threw out six, right? He's like, he's going to cost himself $6 million because bare minimum they would pay him $6 million.
That was what their first offer was in the 6-10 negotiation. Right. So he'd be losing out on that. And yeah, I mean, you don't want to lose $6 million, but you also don't want to sign for seven. If you know you miss out on six, you can get a long-term deal that pays you $8.5, $9.5 per year next year, right? I mean, it's you know, you don't want to lose $6 million, but you do it if you think you're going to get a 10 per year next year.
$4 million more per year over the course of 7-8 years? Well, if I get $4 million extra for, let's just say, 5 years, well, that's an extra $20 million. So forget the $6 million on the front end. It's the $20 million on the back end. But that's also a tough spot, I think, for an athlete. I do think that. And we kind of joked about it. It hasn't really come to fruition. We were, I guess, dumb. Like, Ja'Marr Chase hasn't pulled a hamstring. Nope. CeeDee Lamb hasn't gotten hurt. The guys that were, I don't think Ayuk is hurt. In fact, Debo got hurt. And McCaffrey.
Yeah, everybody except Ayuk.
The guys who practiced got hurt. And the guy, but there's also that risk of you're sitting out, you get you get a weird injury, you get a bad start to the season, and then that snowballs into a bad year, pressure, whatever.
Is that what's happening with T. Higgins in Cincinnati?
How so? You mean just the injury?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was practicing. So Chase is the one who wasn't practicing.
Yeah, he wasn't holding out like that. He just wanted a new contract.
So, So, but
maybe if he held out.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But there are always risks in that. Sitting out, missing time, getting off to a weird start, and then where does it go? And then all of a sudden, 1 year into the next, and you're kind of wasting years. So I do think, I don't think there's a level of no risk for Swayman, but which side has more to lose? The Bruins.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they could lose a bunch of games early in the year if he's not out there.
Yeah, and this is a team which, by the way, I mean, I think they're, even without Jeremy Swayman, I think they'll still be competitive. I don't think they'll be good, and I think they could miss the playoffs. But if they miss the playoffs with this roster still intact and they miss it because they cheaped out on the goalie and decided to play too much hardball with the goalie, I guarantee you that gets the Jacobs attention. Because at the very least, like these guys have shown year after year that they're content with just getting that one round of playoff revenue. Like that's been okay for the Bruins here going on about 13 years, you know, with a couple of exceptions. They went a little deeper than that a few times, but usually it's one or two rounds and then out. And the couple of years where they didn't make the playoffs, there were big changes after that. So I think that, no one's going to fire Cam Neely. And I don't think Don Sweeney's even in any danger of losing his job either. But this could be one of those things that may be the difference between a playoff run and not a playoff run. And that will get the attention of the Jets. Not a lot gets their attention. That will.
And it might get the attention of somebody like Brad Marchand, who's in the final year of his contract. Sure. And I know they're supposedly working on a potential extension with him.
And he'll probably take less because it's Boston and whatever,
And they've stayed a little quieter. I know he talked about that, trying to stay private with his negotiations. And I don't know if that was a shot at other negotiations or not at the time when he made those comments. But wouldn't that bother you? So I'm in my last year of this contract. I may have an extension. I may not. Right. Who knows where it goes? I'm not getting any younger. And we don't have a goalie. And now we're going to have a bad year, miss the playoffs. Like you said, things kind of spiral for negative. So I think it would resonate with more than just one person.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that would be a bad look all in all. It wouldn't look good for other younger free agents who may be, you know, coming up soon.
Sure.
When they know it's time to get down and negotiate as well. These guys will just let me why, even if I'm an important part of this
team. Dangle in the breeze.
Yeah, and that's not a great way to look at things. Now, you don't have to be the Celtics and re-sign every single person on the entire roster, or the Patriots, for that matter, who also did that. The Celtics had a good team, which is the difference, and the Patriots had a 4-win team when they ended up bringing all their players back. But you don't have to necessarily go there either. I think everybody sort of looked at the Swayman situation and thought, okay, you're trading away Linus Ullmark. It maybe wasn't all their leverage because, as Razor said, he does have to play hockey to make the $6 million this year. But if you sort of look at it big picture, I don't think Swayman's value is going to plummet so much that he'll regret doing that and then going out into the open market next year, especially if the Bruins miss the playoffs, with these other goalies, then that's going to make his value look even
absolutely
bigger.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's going to have significant value moving forward. He's a good to very good to great to franchise young goalie.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be value. But I also think he bears some of the risk. I would put more risk on the Bruins, but he bears some of the risk too. And I just, my main takeaway from Razor is I feel like he's tied in. I feel like he talks to people. And his gut tells him.
Well, talking to us.
Well, I don't know that he wanted to share what he gets when he talks to certain people.
He didn't have a lot
people,
to share with us today.
But his gut feeling that when the season starts, your starting goaltender will be Swayman is, isn't that where we all want to get to?
Yes, like, it is.
We'll talk a lot about it in the coming days and weeks and hours until something gets done. But if that's the end game, that you get your goalie between the pipes, well then, okay, move on.
If that's the case, great.
You don't trust Razor?
Well, I don't know if I trust any of these people, honestly, other than Keefe. I don't know if I trust anyone. I'm serious. I don't know if I trust any of them. I've been hearing all along, oh, they're so close. Months and months we've been hearing how close these two sides are on a deal to the point where it was going to be signed and dotted and T's crossed today. And they're still very far apart. So, no, I don't know if I trust Razor or anybody else. I don't know if I trust anybody that's getting information from this group.
I don't know about that cock scoop we all just heard.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know about that cock scoop. It was with
well,
an
you're saying it a little different now.
I did say it differently there.
You kind of enunciated
it. I just heard it back and I did.
Oh, now it's okay, the face that I made prior and you yelled at me?
I didn't realize that it sounded like
it. It sounded like it should be on Urban Dictionary or something.
Sounded like we shouldn't have played it again.
Yeah, it sounds like it could get you in trouble.
Maybe.
We're talking about Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Courtney Cox, our esteemed colleague in the morning who got a bad scoop today.
How about we go Coco Scoop?
We could do that. Not quite as much fun or dangerous to say, but yes. We can go with a cocoa bomb. How about that? By the way, Woj retiring from media today as a big Keefe bomb drops. So, it's like one door opens, another door closes.
Put him out of business. He's like, I can't compete with
that. How am I supposed to compete with Scoops Keefe? You know?
I think it is pretty cool that he is hanging it up for family reasons and like that, giving up probably a significant amount of money.
Right? I know. I think the peace of mind stuff Schefter was talking about is for real. Because you know that the St. Bonaventure's basketball team isn't going to be texting them at 4 a.m.
Right.
Telling them about Kawhi Leonard's joining a team or whatever. You know, like that's got to be a relief, you know. But I bet she's going to miss it. I bet she's going to miss being dialed in and being
or
the guy
might not.
That breaks all the news and everyone going to him and all that. I mean, that's a tough thing to give up, I think.
Well, when are we going to do our dream jobs if we could?
You want to do them right now?
Sure.
All right.
Because mine is easy.
If you could retire from media, imagine that this job or any job in media not being super stable and you have to retire from it and you could get any sports job in the world that you want, what would it be?
I think mine, and people are going to laugh and make fun of me, and that's okay. That's what they do in the Twitch chat. That's what they do on Twitter and the text line. I'm fine with it. Assuming I can make good enough money, mm-hmm. like good money, I'd want to be a high school football coach. I think that would be so much fun.
Are we talking like Wiggy money?
Which Wiggy money, the stipend or the contract?
Let me explain. The original Wiggy money that was then rescinded and given back.
I'd like a little more.
You'd like a little more than the 100K?
Yeah.
To coach high school?
Yeah. Well, that's why I said it's kind of a fictional.
What high school team are you coaching?
Yeah,
Georgia, Texas, go look them up.
Yeah.
They are full-time high school football coaches making like 150-plus K a year in some places. And I don't know if I'd actually want to do it there because then people really are mean and are coming for you and probably burning down your house if you lose. But I think being a high school football coach would be so enjoyable. So enjoyable.
Why?
Like
you kind of carry yourself like a high school football coach, you know? You wear the visors, like you sort of act
is that
like
a shot?
It is, kind of. You do.
You look like a douche.
You look and act like a high school football coach sometimes. I think people, it's not really an insult. I mean, you just said it's your dream job, so I don't think it's an insult. But
no, I just,
maybe
I
you take
love
it that
football.
Way. Am I wrong? Like, you guys back there, you see sort of a coach kind of vibe from Hart. You guys get that?
I could see it.
Careful.
I mean, the visor's really the
thing. If he was twirling a whistle during breaks, would that seem out of place at all? Like, I don't think so. I think that would be very on brand.
I usually get high school coach or cop. That's
definitely the visor.
Think I am. Those are the two jobs that people generally think I have, and I have neither. I sit on my butt and talk about sports. But no, high school football is fun. Young kids, you stay young, you can screw around, but like, there's a certain, yes, you're molding young men and lives. I feel like you're doing something that maybe has some value to the community and to the world. You get to compete on Friday night, and then you go out and have some beers afterwards, celebrate a big win. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun. I think I'd go pro, and I'd probably want to be either a football GM or someone who's involved in creating an offense. You know, like someone who's involved in like a passing game. I don't think I'd be very good at it, but it'd be fun.
Like an architect of the Sean McVay system.
Exactly, yeah. Like someone who's
Are you
really...
qualified in any way?
No, definitely not.
Have
for
you
either
played
of those
Madden?
Two jobs. That's where I think that, yes, because I used to do franchise mode in Madden. Me and my friends, we were very cool. Me and my friends in college used to do like online franchise modes, and we'd play against each other with teams that we drafted ourselves, and then we draft like fictional players over the years. We were really lame. But I think I learned all I needed to know from that and would be very
See,
good at it.
Both of yours are more, if you're a GM of a team, you're dealing with crap and like idiots like us on the radio telling you you're a moron when they have half the information you do.
That's okay. I know how to handle idiots on the radio.
And then you do have experience.
I do. Then
like, you know, getting those calls similar to Woj, but it's like your star defensive lineman just got a DUI and your star wide receiver just has a domestic assault or was throwing guns around, and that just feels like a lot of... I know kids have headaches, but I feel like they're like lower-level headaches. Like, oh, these two got into a fight over a girl in the hallway, and I feel like that's easier to deal with than a national scandal about drugs and
Probably.
Sex.
Probably. Although, I feel
NBA
like that doesn't...
GM?
The NBA GM
13
could be...
players to deal with. Yeah. You have two draft picks a year, you know, most likely. Your second-round pick doesn't matter who you draft. You could just, you know,
Yeah, but you got to really suck to get a good player in the draft. You got to be, like, the worst team in the league, you know? And then even then...
Well, that's what I mean. The draft doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like NBA GM, once you get your roster, you're sort of set. You kick back. Like, what does Brad Stevens do on a day-to-day
What if you
basis?
Don't get your roster?
Yeah, then you got to do work, you know?
He's like, once you get your roster,
then you're probably
set.
Out in a couple years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if I get a roster, it means I'm really good at it. I also think college coaching, if high school, I also think college would be a lot of fun. Maybe a position coach in college, not the head coach.
Yeah, because you turn it over so quickly, you know.
Yeah,
you
got
start
new kids coming
process.
In. If the kid's an a-hole, he's gone in a couple years.
Right, you get to do your shtick every year, and not everyone knows it. It's like, yeah, it's a whole thing. That makes sense. Yeah, maybe I'd
good
do
visors
college
for free.
Definitely get a lot of visors. So there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, after Brian Frizzell tells you what's trending, we'll get into the Patriots-Jets matchup and preview that a little bit before we hand things over to Cooper Boardman and the MassMutual pregame show.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Time Out Market. The Boston Red Sox, they lost last night to the Tampa Bay Rays by a score of 8-3 down in Florida. The Red Sox are now 5 games back of the final wild card spot in the American League. The series continues tonight, and we will have the call for the game for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. First pitch tonight is at 6:50 with Tanner Houck on the bump for the Sox and Ryan Pepio on the hill for the Rays. Our coverage starts at 5:50 with the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Cooper Boardman. Off day for the New England Patriots today as they head down to New York for their Thursday night game against Jets. That game will kick off at 8:15 tomorrow night. Injury report for the Patriots, they posted it just a few hours ago. Players who are already announced out for the game tomorrow, that includes linebacker Juwan Bentley, tackle Vidarian Lowe, guard Sidy Sow, and linebacker O'Shane Zimenez. Players questionable for tomorrow night's game include center David Andrews, lineman Mike Onwenu, Jabril Peppers, and Dietrich Wise. Bruins training camp got underway today. It seems as if a deal for Jeremy Swayman has not been finalized. The New England Revolution take the field tonight as they host CF Montreal. That game will begin at 7:30. Time Out Market, nestled in the Fenway, is your destination every Sunday in August for Noche Latina. Every Sunday night at 6 p.m., DJ Snacks will spin the hottest Latina beats. Time Out Market is the Fenway's largest salsa and bachata dance party. Don't miss the fun. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com. I'm Brian Frisoco, and that's what's trending on WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And on WEI.com.
That was Adam Schefter on with us earlier today talking about the Bryce Young situation. And I think it is a cautionary tale, 100%. I think the New England Patriots, unfortunately, are a lot closer to the Carolina Panthers, talent-wise, than they are to the good teams in the AFC or in the NFL, for that matter. You're a lot more like the Panthers than you are like the Buffalo Bills or the Chiefs or the Dolphins or even like the Ravens and the Steelers and those teams. Like, you're closer to the bottom than you are to the middle, even, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of talent, now we'll see what they actually do this year and how many games they win and everything. I still am not a believer that this is a team that's going to suddenly go off on some great win streak or anything. I think they're going to have a hard time despite that win week one. But either way, In terms of talent and in terms of a situation for your rookie quarterback, this is a lot closer to what Carolina's got going on there than you may want to think. It's certainly closer to that than it was to what the Packers had for Jordan Love or what the Chiefs had for Patrick Mahomes or any of the other quarterbacks who sat a year, didn't play much in their rookie year, and then ended up really getting the job in the second year. And I think that we're in a time and place now in 2024 in the NFL where, even though they didn't start the year with Drake May, we've all heard lots of reports saying that they do anticipate he's going to play this year. And listen, if he plays this year, then people will forget that he didn't start week one. Like, he'll still be remembered as someone who played his rookie year and he was either good or he wasn't good. Bryce Young had no chance to be good on that team. Like, that was a team that had no offense for him to run and was just bottom of the barrel the entire way. And again, I think the Patriots may be better than the Panthers, but they're closer to that than they are to the good team.
What about organizationally?
I think it's remains to be seen.
Carolina has the worst owner in sports.
They have a bad owner, sure.
So they,
there's a lot of teams with bad owners that are good. I mean, I don't think the Chiefs have great owners, and they're a good team.
But they have longevity. I mean, this is a new age billionaire who seems to be reactionary, right?
He threw a drink at a fan.
Right. He takes temper tantrums.
Like, he does.
He literally loses his mind. But even just beyond that, so in a year and 2 weeks, that's how long Bryce Young's been the quarterback of the Panthers. A year and 2 weeks.
Yep.
He made it to 2 weeks into his second season, and Adam Schefter said he's not benched. This break, as they say in Jerry Maguire, is a breakup. You're toast. You're out of here. Which I wonder if Bryce Young even knows that.
I know.
Because if you're Bryce Young and Dave Canales says, listen, it's been so bad, you need some time on the bench, you probably understand that. You might be mad.
Right.
But then you turn on the internet and go, wait, Adam Schefter said I'm never going to play here again, that my
right.
career is over.
So wait, Andy Dalton, who's like 100 years old, he twists an ankle or something, I'm not going back in? Interesting, didn't know that.
Yeah. But don't you think Bryce Young could read or see that on the internet and learn something from Adam Schefter's chat with us? I really do.
Bryce Young, if you're listening right now, hi.
And Schefter said you're toast.
I think you said you're toast, and you got maybe you got a little bit of a raw deal here. There are no other quarterbacks on that active roster on the practice squad. Looking. There is Jack Plummer. Son of Jake Plummer.
Oh, we saw him. That was the guy we saw in the preseason.
We saw Jack Plummer.
Did you watch the Patriots
in the preseason?
Game?
Yes, I remember. Yes, okay. I didn't remember much of the opposing team's quarterback play, but yes, now I remember Jack Plummer.
Well, it was bad, and I remember that. And I remember thinking, hey, I'd love to see Drake May competing with this guy because we might win that competition, but he didn't really get to see much of that.
That's right. He didn't go in. And so it'd be Andy Dalton with maybe Plummer as the backup and Bryce Young as your emergency third. It's kind of what happened with Mac Jones last year at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. These things go sideways in a hurry.
Yeah.
But my bigger point is he's had two coaches. He had, well, three, actually, right? Because he had Frank Reich, and Reich didn't make it through the season.
I don't believe he did.
He was fired halfway through the year his first year.
Kind of had three coaches, like three regimes, quasi. He's had two general managers because they hired Dan Morgan, the former household name middle linebacker for them, to be their GM this offseason.
Canales is the fifth coach they've had in 3 years.
Yeah. So you're
They've
telling
had seven since 2018.
That's ridiculous.
This is my point when I asked him if the organizations were on the same level. The organizations are not on the same. Even you yourself, I believe, thinks that Gerard Mayo is going to get 3 years.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they're going to be three good years.
No, but there's stability.
Stability,
that
that's
is
true.
Gone in Carolina. I'm not saying good or bad. I'm saying there's not even stability in Carolina. You have no idea when you wake up tomorrow who the GM, who the coach could be, who the quarterback could be. They are a bit of a dumpster fire down there.
They are, but if we're talking about this year, Canales in that regime versus Mayo in this regime, I'll
take Mayo.
I'll take Mayo too, but I don't necessarily know that there's some huge divide. Like, yeah, they've had a lot more turmoil and chaos in the previous years, but Bill Belichick's last 4 years weren't exactly, they were stable, but they weren't exactly good.
Oh, no, they were terrible.
Things were very, very bad.
You could be bad and stable.
Yeah. But, so
you can be unstable and good, probably.
I guess, but then what's the difference? If you're bad, you're bad. And
my point is,
a couple of bad teams.
Drake May, the organization just feels different. I think he's got a better owner. And I would even say Elliott Wolf, because of his history, I think has a chance to be a better GM, because I do think Ron Wolf's his dad. I was at the combine with a stopwatch when I was 5 years old, or whatever the hell the story is that he's telling. Now, hopefully he goes out and actually gets targets for positions that he needs to fill in future offseasons and doesn't ignore them like he did the tackle position this offseason. That will help him moving forward. But I think there's a potential for that to be good. Just to make a direct comparison, because as Schefter said, so he validated what I had read and didn't really believe necessarily. This is the fastest a first overall pick has been benched.
Yeah.
18 games in, a year and change in, or whatever the hell it is.
And there's other guys maybe who should have been benched sooner than that, but this is the fastest it's ever happened.
This is a one-off. And I would also just argue, physically, Drake May is built more like a traditional NFL quarterback. That was one of the questions about
true.
Bryce Young.
He's Bryce Young weighs like 210 pounds.
Little and short and frail, and people wondered about that. So there's other layers, but it's absolutely a cautionary tale if I'm Drake May. And that's where I would look at this from, is you can be the starter 1 minute feelingly, and then a year later, you're like out. Your career's over. You thought you were well on you. I mean, Mac Jones learned this to some degree. It didn't happen quite as quickly, but I always said Mac Jones looked like he was on the way towards a $250 million contract.
Absolutely.
He was a Pro Bowl rookie starter, and that's the trajectory.
With Bill Belichick as his head coach.
$200 million was on the horizon. Next thing you know, it's a debacle. The coach hates him. He hates the coach. He's out, and now he's a backup somewhere that we're talking trades about. But do you think there is a chance they trade him? Because there's trades out there. There's interesting three-way trades. Like
that they trade Bryce Young?
Yes.
Dolphins need a quarterback.
They do. I think he'd be.
So
maybe
why
like,
would they want Bryce Young? He stinks.
He does. Maybe the way like Trey Lance got traded, but Lance didn't get this much of a look at Lance. Like there was still sort of the unknown. Maybe Lance could be good someday. And Dallas traded a fourth to get him, I think, right? Something like that.
A third or a fourth.
Which would be high, I think, for Bryce Young. If they traded Bryce Young, they'd be lucky to get a fifth or a sixth, considering just how much of a disaster this was and how historically quickly he got benched. But yeah, I mean, they may look into that. I don't think it's necessarily going to be worth it for them.
So there's a trade
out there. Try, yeah.
And I'm drawing a blank on who it is. It's a former backup quarterback, NFL quarterback out of Missouri, who put this trade out there. Just skip it. It doesn't matter. It's a detail that's irrelevant.
Okay.
So he has a three-team trade. Matthew Stafford goes to the Dolphins.
Stafford to the Dolphins, okay.
Bryce Young goes to the Rams because their season's kind of
petering
out. Don't
like this for L.A. so far.
Well, but their season's petering out, and they have the quarterback whisperer, right? They get a young quarterback that the quarterback whisperer, Sean McVay, can turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
And the Panthers get a second-round pick from Miami and a third-round pick from L.A. or some, a second and a third, basically.
I love that for Carolina. For Carolina, that's great.
Especially if Schefter's right and he's flat-out done, you got to take pennies on the dollar as soon as you can.
Okay, but the Rams then are trading a third for Bryce Young.
Yeah.
That's an overpay.
He was the number one overall pick barely a year ago.
Yeah, and he was
that's
the fastest number one overall pick to get benched ever in
Don't
the history of football.
McVay probably looks at that and says, because as Schefter talked about.
And says, I'd rather have this guy than Matt Stafford? No, probably not.
Long term. You got to look long term. This is a guy that Schefter admits universally the number one overall pick.
Better off with Mac Jones, I'd say.
What?
Than Bryce Young?
I mean, Mac Jones has failed more than Bryce Young has.
Yeah, but
it's plenty enough.
He actually had one.
Succeeded more.
He had a successful season. Bryce Young hasn't had a successful.
That's a fair
game,
question. I think they're similar.
Bryce Young is 2-16 in his career.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, but he played for the Panthers.
11 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, completion percentage of 59.3.
Mac Jones found a way to get Bill Belichick fired.
I think Bill Belichick found the way to get himself fired.
It's all perception. I mean, I can look in different directions.
I think even Mac Jones at his worst last year was probably a little bit better than Bryce Young.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Have you, like, played football?
I have not. Yeah. Not since freshman. I was the backup gunner, and I made one tackle, and it was.
You were a backup gunner on a freshman football
backup
team?
Backup gunner on the freshman team. I was.
How
I was
big
a
was your team?
Kid. It was, it was pretty.
It was
good.
Enough that you couldn't get on the field?
No, I was on the field. I just, not that much.
Handing out water.
I was fast. So like
slices.
I was fast.
Did you actually squirt it in their mouths for them?
No, that was not my job. We had water boys for that and water girls. But no, I was pretty fast. So I could get down the field quickly. I could get to the guy, but then I'd get run over. That would be.
So you're useless.
Well, I could slow him down a little bit, and
he
then
trips,
someone who was big can come tackle.
Or hope he trips on the way over the top.
I'd go for the old Mac Jones gator twirl, but I could never really get that going either. I was not a good football player.
You did not get on the field on offense or defense.
What was your position? Tight end.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You sucked. Could you block?
Not really, no. I wasn't very good. I wasn't a good football player. Basketball was my sport. I was a good basketball player. Football, I only played freshman year, and then they were like, you don't have to do this anymore. I was like, okay.
Actually, please don't do this anymore.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want to have to cut you every single year, so maybe let's just have an agreement now about your football future. And I was like, yeah, that's probably fine. I was a skinny kid in high school. Like, I wasn't very much of a
Oh, I've seen the pictures.
Football.
Not even
football
in high school.
Build.
You were skinny until not that long ago, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Until the breasts developed.
Until recently, yes, when I decided to let go.
And you should.
Who am
I settled in.
Who am I trying to impress?
You're married. You got kids. Are what you are. Dad bod for a reason.
The dad bod happened. It was going to happen regardless of what how much I tried to prevent it.
Getting back to the quarterbacks, though.
And away from my boobs.
So I was watching NBC Sports Boston, and we had a caller that brought this up, if you remember, that said, if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, you should play Joe Milton.
Yes, I do remember that call. I thought it was a dumb call.
What would you think about it if it were a full segment on NBC Sports Boston, in which I had trouble watching it online? They edited quickly, but I believe at least three of the four people agreed with that idea, that if Jacoby Brissett
gets
hurt.
Joe Milton?
Yes.
Okay, I disagree with that.
Like, I do too. If we're not
going to. What the hell you want to play Joe Milton for?
A, is he just the sacrificial lamb, so he has no value? You drafted him. I feel like you drafted him for a reason, because you think he has some talent and developmental value down the road, whether it's your backup, a trade option, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And why is Mac Jones around? I mean, that's a Freudian slip. Why
Drake May.
Drake
around?
May. That's terrible. I can never take that back. I just couldn't.
Wow. That's all right. I know
that's
what
hurtful.
You meant. I know what you
why
mean.
Is Drake May around?
To like, just sit there and watch and redshirt like you think all the quarterbacks should do.
And. Well, yes, but only if it's a rule around the league.
Only if they all have to do it, yes.
Caleb Williams should be redshirting, not being a dink to C.J. Stroud in the middle of the field after his game. And
I don't have a problem with that, by the way. C.J. Stroud, back off with your
it's a little
motivational
weird.
Speech.
It's a little weird that C.J. Stroud is like...
He pulls him back. He's like, hey, come on, I got to tell you this. You're a special man.
You
and
think
it's
you're Tom
you.
Brady or something?
Yeah, like, you think you're Tony Robbins? Like, what are you giving inspirational speeches for? Just say, hey, good game, good luck. I think you're going to have a good season. Keep your head up, whatever. Instead, he gives him this whole speech, and Dave Williams had wanted nothing to do with
it. So that. Has any of this changed your view on Drake May? You'd still play him? Because Will Levis stinks. His coach is telling him he's a bleeping moron. He's an idiot in press conferences. Bryce Young's career is over less than a year into it, or just over a year into it in Carolina. Caleb Williams is struggling in Chicago.
Yes, he is.
Has any of this changed your view of you would play Drake May the second Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, or the second Drake May is, showing improvement in practice and ready to go?
I would have started him the year. I would have started him the season if it was up to me. I wouldn't even.
So nothing's changed. Brissett, you have no fear.
Definitely not. Brissett would have started off as the backup, and if you needed to bring him in, then you would have. But I think I agree with Gerard Mayo. Football players get better from playing football. And a tough the starts here for Williams and Nix and all the rest of these rookie Daniels, all those guys, like I think ultimately will be beneficial towards them unless they suck. And if Drake May sucks, we'll find out that he sucks. I don't think he does. I think that learning on the fly and sort of getting this experience will be good for him, and it'll make him better. But the other thing is, I don't think this team team is one or two off seasons away from suddenly being good. I think that they have a lot of work to do, and I'm not necessarily sure that Elliott Wolf and this group is capable of doing it. So I don't know if it'll ever work out for Drake May, but I'd put him out there. Absolutely, I'd put him out
there. Could that change on, I don't know, let's throw a game out there, Thursday night in New York when two of your starting offensive linemen are out and Lord knows what is going to be starting.
Would I put in May or Milton? I put in May, 100%.
No, but if it goes horrifically bad, is there anything that could move you off your spot or Drake May plays? Drake May, you want Drake May on the field?
Yes.
So you don't think, because
even if he has a bad game, I don't care. I want him out there, yes.
No, I'm just talking about more about if this is a train wreck. Like, Quinnen Williams is one of the more dominant defensive linemen in football. He hasn't been off to a great start to the year, but he didn't...
Just wait for tomorrow night.
Well, he's due. He's absolutely due, and he's a guy that used to
Licking his chops.
Didn't he historically give Cole Strange problems the last 2 years? I think he's really had success with Cole
Strange. I was just about to say, who didn't give Cole Strange
so
problems?
Well, but my guess is he might lick his chops when he sees Michael Jordan out there or whatever. So... if it's a train wreck, that wouldn't change it for you? Because it wouldn't change it for me, because if I think Drake May is a good football player and Drake May is my backup quarterback, I'm like Elliott Wolf. If the starter goes down, the backup goes in. Right. Elliott Wolf's on the record. Drake May goes in when Jacoby Brissett gets hurt or can't play or whatever. And that could happen sooner than later because we've seen all the hits he's taking.
Yeah, he's taking a bunch of hits. And listen, those could be hits that Drake May is taking. But again, this is the NFL. And if you're a quarterback in the NFL, especially on a struggling team, and I think even next year they're going to be a struggling team, you're going to have to go out there and take some lumps. I mean, that's the name of the game. I'm sorry.
If
Drake May is not ready to do that or he can't do that, then you drafted the wrong guy.
If next year we're having these same types of conversations about talent, then Elliott Wolf is really in the crosshairs.
Yeah.
If we're saying they don't have a left tackle, if we're saying they don't have...
What if they have a left tackle, but he's not that good?
Like, well...
at least it's someone who played the position.
Is he a
before.
Rookie? Because I'd be open to it.
Yeah, I'd be open to that,
okay,
too.
If it's Will Campbell...
you got a rookie playing tomorrow.
Because you can get a high draft pick at left tackle that doesn't pan out. It
true.
Happens all the time. But if we don't have at least a guy we know his name and we're expecting him to start every game and we're hopeful that he's developing with Drake May, just like we're hopeful that the receiver's developing with him, then it's on Elliott Wolf. That's not on Drake May.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, that's the music. That is our time. Want to say thanks to Razor. Want to say thanks to Schefter. And want to say thanks to Alex Cora for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And yes, tomorrow, I was about to say it's Patriots Friday. It's game day. Tomorrow is Patriots game day. We will have our conversation with Tommy Curran. We will preview the game. We'll have our scouting report for the Jets. All that good stuff starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Stick around. Mass Mutual pregame show and Red Sox baseball is next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.